train spotting tonight.
Oh, that's exciting.
Do you see the beast? Have you got it in your sights? This is the perfect paw.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Report. It is episode 50.
Hey!
50.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here, we're going to talk about craft beer for a little bit. Because...
a wee bit.
Same format as episode 1. This is episode 50. We sit here and talk about beer.
Hopefully we haven't forgotten what we started this for.
Yeah.
Come all this way.
No.
What are we doing?
But since it's 50, it's a nice number. It nice feels important.
Round number.
Yes.
Our golden is this our golden episode?
I don't know. I have no idea what that means.
You're the podcast guy. You're supposed to know.
There, I don't think podcasting has
like, should I have gotten you guys gifts?
We should. Yeah, there should be something. I don't think podcasting has any.
No milestones.
Yeah, milestones.
I was going to say landmarks, but that was not appropriate.
But since it's 50, we had to have somebody special with us. We couldn't just be here, just three dorks talking about beer.
We had proof that we have gotten somewhere with this podcast.
Kim's Bay Brews has returned.
Hi!
Yay! We'll insert much larger applause, don't worry.
I can hear so many guys applauding through their something. I don't know. While they're working out at the gym right now, somebody's applauding listening to this. Thank you for coming back. It's been like a little over a year since
we last joined. It's been a long time. Yeah. Yeah, too long. Happy to be back.
Yay.
Awesome.
And still, you're fully entrenched in craft beer, even more so, a year later, like everybody, it seems like.
Indeed, yes. I kind of like the stuff, so... I try to immerse myself in it as much as I possibly can.
It's not just a trend.
So we have
not just a trend.
We haven't run out yet.
It's a lifestyle. Nice. So what we started off with before the podcast began, which is odd because I was listening back to the episode you were on. I think it was 13 or 15, if guys want to, you listener want to look it up. But we were drinking Nekasi that episode, and it just so happens we're drinking it again, Nekasi, the Triceratops double IPA. That's what we started off with here in the Dorktown Studios. Kim, do you have something going on right now?
I most certainly do. Nice. I have the Deschutes Hop in the Dark right now. Yeah, Deschutes from Bend, Oregon. I cannot get enough of their beer, so I felt it was appropriate to have it as I was speaking to you fellas this evening.
We had that last episode, the Hop in the Dark.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a jingle to it and everything.
Yeah. There's an Aussie jingle to it. Ozzy Osbourne. It's, you know,
one shot beer away from you.
What do you think of that? Hop in the Dark. I keep wanting to call it Shot in the Dark.
Shot in the Dark. Well, the Shot in the Dark beer. I quite like it. I mean, I am definitely biased because I really like Deschutes. And I like beers that are brewed with, the darker malts. But I think it's very drinkable. It's smooth. It's, I believe it's 6.8%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 6.8, which is just about the limit for a school night for a gal such as myself.
It's 7%. A school night beer. That's the first perfect. That's the first term I've heard for school night beer. We like inventing, name plates for beers. I like that. School night. That's a school night beer.
All right. Well, I'm trademarking that. So
yeah, you better get on that.
She beat us to it.
She's already on it. TM next to school night beer.
Where's the intellectual property clause in those podcasts?
I don't know. Yeah. Where does that fall? Yeah. So if Kim came up with it. But it's on the perfect pour.
Yeah.
Who owns it?
I think I still own it, but you might get some royalty.
Yes.
Here's a half a penny for you guys.
I'll have my lawyers contact you after.
Yeah, we'll have our people talk.
I'm just more excited. I'm just more excited though that if I decide to go to school for 2 days next week, I have that beer twice. School night beer. Get it?
School night beer. That'll be $3.
Hilarious, beer brewer. Yeah. Oh, see, now you owe her $3.
Dang.
I'll give her $3.
I want my $2.
Well, now we have, I don't have it in front of me. If somebody would help me out.
You guys are slacking.
You're about to lose some of it, though.
We have somebody that you're familiar with, Kim.
Oh, this beer is far too dark. It's gone bad.
What's the matter? We're having a dark beer. I'm
tricked
confused.
Mikey into drinking a stout.
You tricked me. You're like, oh, it's fine. It's a dark IPA. Oh, okay.
It's another Cascadian Dark Ale.
It's
don't worry
a Cascadian
about it.
Dark Ale. Sorry.
Yeah, got to say it right.
We're having Drake's Draconic Imperial Stout.
That's right. Bay Area beer.
It's manly. I think it's, I don't know that it's a school night beer. It's 8.75.
It's my kind of school night.
That's a damn good beer. But yeah, not a school night beer for me.
Damn it.
But there's no judgment.
All right. So it does not qualify for school night beers.
San Leandro's.
Kim, are you a fan of the stouts?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
Dark beers, I'm all about them.
Nice.
Although I'm not really that discerning. I love most styles, but yeah, you can't really go wrong with a really solid stout or porter. That's for damn sure.
Another good one I've had from Drake's, which I don't see too often here. Hopefully that'll change soon. The Black Robusto.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That is a really great beer.
I usually try and snag one of those when I'm up in your neck of the woods, as they say.
In the bay.
For locals here, Bearded Brewery, you saying that one of our major beer reps has taken on Drake's now.
That's the
Valley
big
Wide?
Word.
Did you say mm-hmm, Valley Wide? Mm-hmm, Valley mm-hmm. Wide's going to take Drake, so we're going to, I assume, going to start seeing a lot more Drakes floating around town.
Would the influx be a word?
Sure.
All right.
Influx.
Am I the source?
So look for that, locals.
Yeah, yes. That's what we've got to say about that.
Drink all the Drakes.
That's all we have to say about that. Drink Drakes.
You will not be disappointed.
They're very good. They got like a little, don't they have, Kim, have like, there's like a little, some synergy going around Drake's. There's like a couple breweries that have kind of popped up around that same spot, haven't they?
Well, 21st Amendment just put, they just literally broke ground right behind where Drake's is located in San Leandro.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going in, which that was a big deal. I'm not sure the projected opening year for that,
yeah.
But that just recently occurred. San Leandro's. I hesitate to say up and coming.
It's so there.
It's surviving.
It's doing things.
It might be flourishing. But yeah, so Drake's is there and that's awesome. Woohoo!
Now they're south of Oakland, right? San Leandro?
More
Oaklandish than San Francisco-ish?
Yeah.
East Bay.
East Bay, that's right.
So Kim, what have you been up to out there in the world? Are you still doing writing? You writing and stuff? The craft beer and the whatnots?
The craft beer and the whatnots?
The whatnots?
Writing novellas.
Yes, craft novellas.
Yeah, there's a style.
Well, actually, in December of last year, I became a Social Kitchen and Brewery's PR and marketing manager. So I've been active doing that. That's been a lot of fun. The brewer is a friend of mine, so it's definitely been a blast. So that's been keeping me busy. And lots of new openings of places going all over in San Francisco, East Bay, South Bay. So I have been doing my lush duties and checking them out. Just last Saturday, I went to the brand new Good Hop, which is located in Oakland. And that place is fantastic. 16 taps, really good beer, great owners. So there's never a shortage of things to keep me busy.
Nice. The Good Hop is like a bottle shop / craft beer bar, or just a craft beer bar?
It is. So it's a bottle shop craft beer bar. And I don't know how many bottles they have. They have a pretty good selection, though. They have stuff from all around California. and the owners are really nice. They have a lot of experience in craft beer. One of them came from City Beer Store, which is also a beer bar / bottle shop.
Yes. Yeah. Big time.
Big time.
Yeah. So really neat spot in Uptown Oakland, not far off BART, so public transportation is easy. Really great place. So I'm really pleased to see not just places popping up, but quality places popping up.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of you there on your Instagram, Kins Bay Brews. And I saw lots of doors. And I was impressed already. And then I saw another spot you hit that looked like it was in Oakland, the Beer Shed.
Yes, that is also new. Yeah, so that is adjacent to Linden Street Brewery in the Port of Oakland. And that is brand new as well. They have guest taps. So because it's right next to Linden Street Brewery, Linden Street has their own beers. And Beer Shed has guest taps. So there was Hen House, Tahoe Mountain, Magnolia, so other Bay Area beers there. And that was a really fun spot as well.
Magnolia, I don't think I've heard of that one. Where is that one at?
That is in the Haight and Ashbury neighborhood of San Francisco. Wow. It's a brew pub.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta come up here to San Francisco so I can tour you around.
Hell yeah. You don't see brew pubs like being a guest tap other places really too much, as far as I know, in Fresno.
Oh, yeah, not in Fresno.
Nobody does any guest. We all hate guest taps in Fresno.
You have to have a brew pub first.
We've got one, but they don't guest tap.
Exactly.
Moving on. the one I keep hearing about, I don't think we talked about it last time, is we mentioned it with the guys from Beer Citizen we had on a couple shows ago. Was this the City Beer Store? It sounds magical. Is it magical?
It can be pretty magical. Yes. Yeah. So City Beer Store, also near BART in the South of Market neighborhood of San Francisco, 16 taps. They have some unique beers there. The owner is well connected, so there's a lot of events, tap takeovers. They get special beers that not a lot of other people do because they go through breweries that'll do self-distribution. So they always have something really good on, and they have great bottles, and it's just very convenient to sit there and have a beer, but also grab one to go. And it's also near public transportation, not too far off Union Square, so I recommend it for a lot of people traveling and staying in the area. It's small, though. It's pretty small, and in the summer, on a really hot day, there's not a lot of air circulation. So be mindful of the ABV and the day that you go, because it can be hot as hell, but for the trip.
But this is San Francisco. Hot as hell is like 82.
I know. Okay.
You bay people without your AC. You fools without your AC.
85 is like...
Yeah.
Hot here. I get it.
It's treacherous without air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. In Fresno, it's illegal to have a building without air conditioning, I think.
Yeah.
As it should be. Hey, I grew up in Sacramento. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
I know, like, got the triple-digit heat.
Air quality /
inland.
Inland
heat index. You mentioned Sacramento. Have you ever hooked up with the guys from Sudwork?
Yeah, I used to go there. That was when there wasn't a lot of other craft breweries in Sacramento years ago. That was one of the mainstays in Davis. And I had friends that went to UC Davis, and we would go there for pint night. So I haven't been there in a while. I know that they've changed a lot of things. I recently tried an IPL by them.
Yes.
On tap. But I'm happy to see that they're starting to build up more of a name than from when I lived up there.
The Big Dipple? The double IPL. Well, there's the double IPL, the Big Dipple, and then the Three Best Friends Cascaderade.
Cascaderade. That was probably the IPL that she might have had.
Yeah. Well, we had on recently, and then so I was just totally impressed by them. So, like, how you can make a lager style that good.
Full of hops is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Are you hating on the lagers?
No, not at all.
Not Mikey. Whoa. He wouldn't do that.
Nothing from Sudwork. All the Sudwerk stuff is awesome.
Sudwerk.
All right, Kim. It's fun to see. Where would we find a good lager?
My favorite lager. Well, one of the lagers I really like is by Ballast Point.
Okay.
Yeah, they make a really good lager.
The Phantom.
Phantom.
Yes, I've had that. That is really good.
Yeah, Ballast Point. I mean, they're really doing some damn good beer, and that's one of the ones I had at a tap takeover at a place called Tap 25 in Livermore, and I had that lager. And it was a warm day, and it hit the spot. It was so flavorful, pretty full body for a lager. It was just really great. Do you want a pilsner? I'm gonna do my PR duties here as the social kitchen PR gal and promote our Pilsner, SKB House Pilsner, because that's a fantastic beer as well if you're looking for a lager style Pilsner in the city of San Francisco.
Wow.
The social kitchen, so social kitchen brews, it's a brew pub as well?
It is a brew pub, yes. So we have the restaurant component, and then we have our brewery. And the brewery is located upstairs of the restaurant.
Nice.
Wow.
So you're all there in the same location.
Yes.
Where is it at in San Francisco?
It's in the Inner Sunset neighborhood, so it's on 9th and Irving. If you were to take public transportation, you would get off at Civic Center BART station and then get on the M. Judah Muni and take it right in front of the doors.
The M. Judah Muni?
Oh my God! Am I getting too detailed here?
It's called the bus.
Oh, a bus!
I remember that.
There you go.
Yeah. I got on the bus in San Francisco once. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
It was like lots of people on it and stuff.
Yeah. Imagine that. A city with
funny how big cities
transit.
Work. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this mass transit concept?
Yeah, I was staying there with the friends and. And she was, it was this person that, you know, lives in the city. And she's like, all right, we're going to take the bus to this bar. And we're like, the bus? What are you talking about? Taking a bus to a bar? I don't understand this.
What are you, a peasant?
What? Yeah. Come on. But that's apparently what city people do. Is take mass
transit.
Well,
now city people are just using Uber, but that's a new thing. So
even Fresno has Uber. So it's like Uber's not cool anymore. Fresno has Uber.
No way! Fresno has Uber?
Yeah, we have Uber and the competitor.
Lyft.
Lyft as well.
Like, really?
Battling for supremacy.
I'm moderately impressed.
Yes! Moderately impressed.
If only we could get this transit unicorn in our city, we'd
transit unicorn.
We'd be blessed.
So, Kim, what is in your beer fridge right now? Can you name me some stuff that's in your beer fridge off the top of your head?
Yes. So I have a beer that I bought on a beercation that I recently did called Damned by Belching Beaver, which is located in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that yet. I'm looking forward to it. Have another Deschutes, but that would be the Twilight, their summer ale. Always have Lagunitas because, I mean, you know, this is the Bay Area, Lagunitas. It's kind of like if you have a go-to beer in your fridge, you're going to have some Lagunitas.
That's like, that's like the cooler having, you know, what a regular beer drinker. No. Don't jump ahead to my statement. Let me finish my statement.
I heard what I heard, and
let
my brain is shutting down.
Finish my statement.
Oh, no.
Open your brain back up.
There will be no new thoughts in my head.
Reset your brain.
Mikey said.
I did not say what you think I said.
Dear Lagunitas, Mikey said.
No, don't tell them that. I'm editing all this out.
Damn it.
No. What I mean is the normal beer drinker that doesn't care about craft would always have like Coors or Budweiser in the fridge. So a craft beer person always has to have a Lagunitas somewhere in the fridge.
Nice save.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Acting.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, that's a no reference.
Could you not repeat that?
The beer brewer is busy. Yep. He doesn't even know what's going on.
My thumbs are busy.
I'm busy.
Don't care.
I'm busy.
Sorry, guys. I'm busy.
Now I forgot. Well, that's a good beer fridge.
Solid.
Well, I also have some almanac. Yes. So you got to have some sours.
Sours. I forget. Yes, you
They've
like
gotten
sours.
Heavy in the sours lately.
Whoa. Hey, was that like a loaded?
No, it's not. Not for me. No, everyone else likes sours. I'm just very iffy on them. I like about one out of every six sours.
I tried to convert someone to sours over the weekend. It failed miserably.
Oh, yeah. That can happen.
Yep.
They just
ask if someone likes kombucha, because it's very likely if they like kombucha, they will enjoy a sour beer. Kombucha. They don't like wine or kombucha. Absolutely do not try them on a sour beer.
Kombucha. Noted. I will remember that.
I don't even know what kombucha is.
It's fermented tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you guys act like you know.
Damn. I was pretending. I wanted to be cool. But
see, that's what people in the Bay Area know, these kind of sophisticated things. Here in the Valley, we don't know about Kamasutra. Oh, wait, what?
Is it brown?
Is it brown?
I'm from the Valley.
Is the glass clear?
What is this foreign beverage of which you speak?
I drink exotic beers. I had a Corona the other night.
So,
that yes. should... Yes, Nick.
Novella should be the name for a Mexican craft beer.
Oh.
Style.
Yes.
That's the style.
Last episode, I'm like, I am hell-bent on finding a craft brewer in Mexico. I've not heard of one yet. Have you ever heard of one, Kim?
I'm going to plead ignorance on this one. Yeah. I'm not too certain.
Yeah, I don't want to throw that out there. Nobody's yet to name one.
But if there is a style, they should call it the Novella.
The Novella. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to move to Mexico and open up a craft brewery.
Open Novella Brewery, yeah.
It's called Novella.
Oh, you could even name it, because you're the first one.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, in Mexico, you could name it anything, because you're the first one. Nobody has the names yet. Except for Modelo. You can't... Oh, that is kind of close to Modelo.
Even better. Novella. They'll confuse it and just grab it anyway.
Just grab it anyway.
Ah, close enough.
Well, you've heard it here, folks.
More stuff, more trademarks. More trademarks are coming up with. So the Oakland scene, is it better than the San Francisco scene? Still better than the East Bay scene, Kim? Which would you say if you were forced to choose?
I'm going to take the diplomatic approach here.
She's running for office.
Running for beer office.
there are great stuff for different reasons. And I mean, it's you can't really compare the two. Honestly, you can't. I mean, San Francisco is great. It's expensive. But they have a lot of special, there's a lot of really cool people out there. They have some great beers, and, you know, East Bay is no different. So it's, and the funny thing about the Bay Area is that it's almost like one big city. I don't know. I couldn't choose, and I won't choose.
So I refuse to choose.
I'm going
to
be the diplomat here, and that is my answer.
I thought I might get you on that one, but you're good. You're sharp.
Mass Transit.
I'm privy to your way.
Mass Transit single-handedly ruined three cities.
We ruined it.
We're all just one big stop on the train line. Wherever you want to get off, doesn't matter. That's what Mass Transit does.
You, since when we talked to you first, you hadn't homebrewed yet, but now I sense that you have done a batch or two.
I have, yeah. Wow, that has been a while, hasn't it? Yeah.
Well, how was that? Do you remember that? How was that experience, getting that experience of brewing?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I had a chaperone, so I wasn't, I didn't just go out and buy all the equipment and attempt myself. By myself.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. We did a 20-gallon batch. My first beer was a German alt. And I did it with some home brewers that live in the Oakland Hills, and they already had the system set up, which is a really nice system. And so it was really good to be around people that knew what they were doing. They could chaperone me, but I could still learn the process. The beer turned out really, really good. And then I also, with the same people, we did a honey porter. Same gallon batch, 20 gallons, and then a ginger beer. Jeez. And I've done, I've sat in on some professional beers in the meantime, but, I really enjoyed myself. And I strongly believe that you definitely learn something by, doing it kinesthetically. And so doing by, you know, like having your hands quite literally in it and consuming that product that you made with your own hands, it was a treat. It really was.
You gonna go to your local homebrew shop and start setting up a whole system in your place?
Absolutely not. No.
Could not take up valuable stove space with all that crap.
Yeah, in the Bay Area, there's usually a lack of space. So there's that. But I'm out so often, it doesn't really make sense for me to brew a whole lot of beer and just have it sitting around. Plus also, you know, if you do the process with people, it's a lot of fun because there's so much waiting between the stages. So to do it as a group and then share that beer, that enhances the experience for me. I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much if it were just me on my own.
I agree.
Yeah. No, it's true. Brewing by yourself gets boring. Stare at the wall, listen to the pump.
That's one of the highlights.
Yep. Weird noise happens, gives you something to do for a few minutes. But
ooh, a weird noise.
Oh, sticky valve. Got it.
Damn, it's just a sticky valve. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research stalking on your Instagram, and it seems like I can tell what your go to beer is right now, and it seems to be called Snake Bite.
No. Well, okay, so
no, you said you drank it like three of them and stuff
in a week. But
yeah,
like it's
she's just going for the badge.
you want some sort of badge?
It's tasty, damn it. No, the guys are really nice too. I've met them before, and it is contract brewed, so it's out of Wisconsin, but the company is located in San Francisco. The guys are in San Francisco. They're really nice. It's super refreshing and tasty, and typically a drink that's like that with the cider, I always am a little hesitant because I don't like really sweet drinks. Mm-hmm. So my concern was that it would be very sweet, but it's not. You definitely get that apple flavor. But it's not, it doesn't taste artificial, which was another concern of mine. And the lager you get up front in your mouth, and then as it sits and it warms a little bit on your palate, you still have the lager, and then you get the apple. And it's really crisp, very refreshing. So it's a good summertime beverage. So
it's from Snakebite Brewing, and it's a cider lager.
Yeah, so a Snake Bite is typically a drink, so almost like a mixed drink like a Manhattan or a Cosmopolitan, and it's made with cider and beer, and it's usually, it originated in England, I do believe, but this is together, it's combined together, so it's not like you mix it on site or something, it's in the same bottle, it's one beverage, and it's actually now trademarked by the company TW Pitchers.
TW Pitchers.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I just saw that on you, and I was like, wow, I want to know about that. So, session IPAs have been all the rage this past year. I've been on board with it. I have no problem with it. I'm not really even sure clear what the brothers or pro or against or just indifferent. I think more indifferent.
I personally preferred extra pale ales over session IPAs, but I do like low ABVs, so I will take sessions whenever possible.
Right. Nick?
I'm a get it. Yeah. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
It's back to that thing where I got $6. What am I going to buy? A nice, solid, boozy beer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's limbo. How low can you go?
Kim, how are you on session IPs?
Well, I don't have anything against them. I'll say that right now. You know, I really can appreciate that they're starting to make more beer styles where people are getting, or, you know, they're attempting to get the flavors of things, you know, the base beer IPA in a low ABV form. But typically, if I go for a low ABV beer, same thing. I would really rather have a quality pale ale, a Helles, a Kolsch, some form of lager. So I don't typically get them. I mean, it's not, you know, if I see them on the menu, it's not something that I'll order often, but I do enjoy them. And I know some people that are adamant about, you know, if they want if they want to have less of an IPA, they're going to have the full IPA, you know, its original ABV and not the session version of that, and just have half a pint of it instead. But hey, I'm all for it, you know, and I know a lot of people that enjoy them, so pretty neutral on the topic.
Much better said than I think we did, but
I know the Bearded Brewer likes the Bikini Beer from Evil Twin.
Yep.
They've got
do something.
What's that?
The Evil Twin Bikini Beer. Yeah. The ABV on that is 2-something.
2.5.
Wow. They got 6 packs of it at Whole Foods right now.
That's get water.
Whoa.
It's water.
It's like, yeah, it's like water.
It's like water.
I will be picking that up and using it for my lunchbox this week.
It's a good lunch beer. There you go.
And I'll pack the soda.
There we go. We got another turn.
Hey, I'm trying to quit beer. Soda. That might, you know, help me a little bit.
Ham sandwich and a road soda.
You're like, boss, I'm trying to quit soda over here. I don't know why you sound like a 40s guy, but...
Yeah.
Hey, come on, boss. I'm trying to quit soda over here. Hey, come on back.
You got a problem with this?
Got a problem with this? You got a problem with my fist?
I got rivets in my shoes. Is it lunchtime yet?
Kim, you hadn't tried our local big brewer here, Tioga Sequoia, last time. Have you tried Tioga yet?
No. Yeesh. In the hot seat. I have not. Come by up here, and I'm
the bearded brewer is crying right now. No, we know there's almost impossible for you to get it unless somebody physically brings it to you.
No, she happened to have been driving down the 99 or the I-5.
Why would she drive down the 99?
Who in their right mind would?
Yeah, who would do that?
We always look out the window. one day,
Kim's gonna pull up.
The
here.
Kim mobile pull up.
Kim mobile.
Ooh, it's got a bobblehead on top, right?
One day. But now, just so you know, to update you, since in the past year we've talked to you, Tioga Sequoia has a beer garden now.
Yeah.
And our very own Matt, the Bearded Brewer, runs it. So that's something,
right?
Yes.
That's something.
It's not like Beer Garten up in your neck, but it is. We're working on it. it's a bit industrial, but we're working on that.
Wow! So it's expanded.
Yes.
Well, it was technically their property; they just weren't using it in a cool way, like they are.
Yeah. Now. So we had a building that was for storage of grains and glass, and had some offices. So we now use the offices for official office reasons, and there was a front section that faced the street with roll-up doors. And so we have it half inside, half outside. And we've just set up, you know, bourbon barrel tables and wine barrel tables inside and umbrellas and whatnot, and rolled out a couple of kegerators and just industrial beer garden style.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
How many taps are there, or how many beers do you typically have?
On any given time, I have 11 on draft, and I can take it up to 16 if I include the growler filler and I just pour off, you know, hand tap off of that.
So the I've seen, I believe the only time I've ever actually really seen it outside of that area is I was in Stockton, and the Abbey Trappist pub had a Tioga beer.
Yep. They're very common to carry it, because we go up to Lodi. We have a few stores up in there, so. But they don't go too far any other direction than that.
Ah, I see. Well, that's a shame.
Our good friends at the Abbey Trappist.
Well, no, wait. There's
there has been some Rush Hour bottles creep up into the Bay Area.
There is, what is it? Is it a?
But I think those are brought in. Traded. No.
There is something in your area, I believe.
If you ever have a chance to try the Rush Hour, Kim, the breakfast stout from Tioga.
Ooh.
It is becoming a major hit outside of the area. So.
There's, is it Santa Clara Liquor? I think that's a craftier place. But I know we send bottles up there every once in a blue moon.
Santa Clara spot, huh?
Yeah.
It's a bit hard to get to. Well,
next time you're at the Abbey Trappist in Stockton, when you're going through to go to Sacktown.
Yeah. I stayed the weekend out there in Stockton, and there's some beer stuff out there too.
Yeah, more than Abbey Trappist.
Well, I mean, Dust Bowl's in Turlock, which is
down there. Dust Bowl's good too.
Dust Bowl's really good. They also make a pilsner that's quite tasty.
Mm, yes. We have a running battle of attrition to not drink Rebel IPA. Have you drank Rebel IPA, Kim?
You know, I haven't, and the only reason I would try it. I mean, I'm not against it. Oh. The only reason I have not is because I actually, wherever I seem to buy beer, I have not spotted a bottle of it.
What? It's like all the freaking place around here.
I know. It's, I mean, typically I get my beers from either Whole Foods or like Ledger's Liquors in Berkeley, Healthy Spirits in San Francisco, and those main places that I always go. I haven't come across it yet.
They've got no room for the Rebel.
Good. They're standing fast. We're again it. Rebel IPA. Yet to try it. We're going to keep it up. Have you been down to Capitola area? I think you've been to Santa Adarius, right?
I have, yes.
Is that like awesome, huh? Isn't it not?
It's pretty phenomenal, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a small little place, but it's so fantastic. The beers are so amazing. I talked to the brewer. I do believe his name's Tim. Really nice guy. It's a great place. I mean, I would highly recommend it. Really quality beers. Yes,
I would agree. I've been there a few times. And last time I was totally bummed because I was ready to get a growler to take it back for the podcast. And they were out of growlers. Growlers. They didn't have growlers. I was like, I didn't bring one planning on buying one of theirs. And they didn't have growlers. And then I cried and went home.
Well, I guess you weren't a Boy Scout, so you didn't come prepared with
no.
Dang.
Yep.
Agreed. Dang, Mikey.
I can't argue. But they've got a cool. There's another brewery that's across the one from there, and now at the moment the name is escaping me of the brewery, but it is also very good. Damn it! Now I can't think of it. But then there's another craft beer bar across the way as well, across the one called Beer 30. And it was really awesome. I don't know if you've checked that out yet, Kim, but
I have not, no. Okay.
Very cool. It was just like all beer garden esque with a little bit of a bottle shop and like 30 taps, but it's a cool little area there. And then there's another two place called Burger that's in Santa Cruz and in that Capitola area too. That's like, it's a burger place, but it's got a whole bunch of craft beer taps.
Dang.
And what city is that in?
That's in the Capitola area, south of Santa Cruz area. Yeah, that same area that Santa Adarius is in.
Gotcha.
So what would you say, have you noticed in the past, you know, year or two, where how craft beer media has popped, like as far as blogging and just more craft beer media, has that grown, would you say?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, it's definitely the industry is expanding, and with it is going to be people that are interested in it for their hobby and blogging about it. So, I mean, it's definitely prevalent. There's a kind of an ongoing joke through the community, people in the industry that I know, that everyone and their brother is a beer blogger. But I mean, I think it's just, you know, it's just such a social thing. It's a social beverage, and those like online platforms are another way to socialize. And so the two just kind of mesh together really well. And when the craft beer industry is growing, it's not surprising to see that component follow.
Yes. And then everybody,
yes.
And then everybody then realizes that, like, wait, there is, you're not, there's no money in blogging, is there? And then they blog fade.
Blog fade, is that a term?
Yeah, well, it's blog a term fade. In podcasting. They call it pod fading. So now I'm applying it to blogging.
Ah, okay. I'm learning something new.
For the people that think they're going to make money blogging and then realize, no. Yeah,
mine faded after a year.
You do something smart like what you're doing is actually, you have services that you can provide to somebody in the beer industry.
Parlay that into a real job.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Well, I haven't talked to, I have some blogger friends, but I don't, I know most people have started because it's a hobby and it's something they kind of just wanted to document their drinking experiences. So I'm not necessarily sure if a lot of people go into it thinking that it's going to become something. I mean, that might not be the case, but I don't know. I think it's fun, but it's time consuming. And, something like microblogging, it takes off so much because it's just so much quicker. You don't have to compose full on essays and proofread, edit, and upload.
Yes. And the amount of, I'm still dumbstruck by the amount. I've not seen somebody in social media that interacts or replies as much, who has as much people following them, who replies as much as you do. Like, I'm amazed that the speed and that you're able to reply to people, and you don't just like post something and then like, it's posted. Now I'm going away to do something else. You're actually interacting.
Watch the likes roll in.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the likes come in. You're actually talking to people.
Well, I mean, that for me, that's the most fun. Like, the comments are what matter most to me. And that's why I got into it, is because I'm such a social person. I'm very extroverted. So I really enjoy talking with people. And, something like as fun as beer, is a great vehicle for that. And also, I do a lot of business stuff, and I learned a lot about employee engagement, and I think that definitely has transferred into audience engagement in general. And so learning certain things, like with responding within the first 2 hours, is ideal. So I try and make an effort to do that. If someone's going to take time out of their day to ask me a question or leave some sort of commentary on my stuff, I want to be respectful back and take the time to respond to them. So I think that's really important, and I think that's how I've maintained engagement to this point.
So would you say that you have really buff thumbs, or do you actually go to the desktop computer and type up to these responses?
I do use my thumb, so I'll probably have really bad arthritis. Probably in another year or two, not even too far in the future, but nice. Hopefully that won't be the case.
That is dedication right there.
I carpal tunnel. Sorry, that was terrible.
Oh, Nick, come on.
You get an F for effort.
Yay. Well, Kim, everyone, make sure if you're in the Bay Area, go to the Social Kitchen for one. Go do that.
Yes, and I didn't pay him to say that, so no. let that be noted.
Because that's now,
just deduct it from the royalties we owe you.
I'm gonna go to the social McKellar Bar and Social Kitchen are my top two things I need to go do next time I'm in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yes, McKellar Bar is fantastic. I love that. I'm a regular there. I mean, I love that place.
McKellar.
Is that how you fish this?
I have to say it that way.
McKellar.
McKellar.
I feel like you need to be wearing like a captain's hat or something while you say that.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't bring him up. Don't bring him up.
We know a guy that does that.
Has Kim ever met the captain?
Oh, I don't know.
Kim, have you ever met the Valley native known as the captain?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh. Take that, the captain. Take it.
He's shaking his fist in the air right now. No! Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming back to us for our episode, 50th episode.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo.
We're making as much money as the beer.
We're waiting for the audience to kick in, but we forget there is no audience. We are not Conan O'Brien.
At Kim's Bay Brews on all of the relevant social medias. Yes.
Thank you very kindly.
At Ken's Bay Brews. You can join the thousands that love Ken's Instagrams.
Gonna start a revolution.
Oh, stop.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. Make sure you, when you plan your Yosemite trip this summer,
yes,
you stop in Fresno.
You will be the first to know, I promise.
Yes.
You'll know when you're here, trust.
or look for Tioga Beer in Yosemite.
Okay, then. That I can do.
Yeah, if you don't want to stop in Fresno, just go up and get some Tioga while you're in Yosemite.
If you ever say perfect who, I don't, that's not important anyways.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was fun to be back, and congratulations for making it to the Big 5-0.
Thank you very much. Awesome,
thank you.
Yay, Kim. Yay. Now go enjoy your school night beer.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to chug this puppy. Have a good night, fellas.
All right. All
right. Cheers. Bye,
cheers.
There we go. Wow. Ken's Bay Brews.
Awesome.
Yay.
That worked out great. Feedy.
Nah.
I thought we had a breather. We're going to roll on it, huh?
No, we're going to finish this up.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Bow. This is not flowing with fame.
Oh, come on. Can this be flowing with famous?
No. Oh. This is some Fresno topic you want to talk about.
I want to talk about... Ladies and gentlemen, there's beer in Fresno.
Oh.
Sometimes parts of Fresno smell worse than other parts of Fresno.
All right. Good news. Good.
Fact.
All right. There
you
go. I
second that motion.
Great episode of Flowing with Famous, guys. Now I don't need Josh anymore.
Oh, we still need Josh.
Yeah, of course. I mean, actually, just all it needs is Josh. I'm just there for window dressing. But
I'm jealous we don't have a band of the episode, though.
Well, start coming up. We can come up with the beer pairing of the episode.
Beer
the
band.
Music and beer pairing of the episode. Done. There you go. New segment.
Done.
We're coming up with beer and segments here as we record 50. We have, Kim came up with a school night beer.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then then it was another one we came up with. Now I've
Do
already
we
want forgotten.
To remember it? Is it really?
I guess it's not that memorable now.
That's what.
It's a lunch beer.
Yeah, lunchbox beer.
Lunchbox beer.
Yeah.
That's what a bikini beer from Evil Twin is a lunchbox beer.
I'll take it.
Take it. All right. So we have a voicemail streak that's on the line.
It's dying. Hopefully it's not dying on the vine.
We came up to right about an hour ago, and we had no voicemails.
Wow.
Until now.
So it counts.
I say it's Dustin.
Oh, James here. James. Calling in. Been in a loop for a little while, just calling in to see how the podcast is going and say hi to everyone. I just want to give a real quick Stranded on a Desert Island, 3 beers you have to have. First one, I'm probably going to go with Shift from New Belgium in them 16-ounce cans.
Nice.
Nice hoppy pale lager. You could just crush all day in the blister.
Crush all day.
Some crappy island, unless it's all tropical with bananas and shit everywhere.
And hot chips.
Second, probably going to have to go with Funkworks Saison out of Fort Collins, Colorado, just to be fancy and drinking that sweet, sweet Saison they make over there. And then the third beer, I have to go Parabola, man. Just don't think I could do without that beer. The epitome of what a bourbon barreled aged Imperial Stout should be. That beer is perfect. Anyways, looking forward to the next episode. Get at you guys some other time. Cheers. Later.
Thank you.
Cheers. Woo! Is that dumbfounded, Dustin?
No.
No?
No. It's James.
Big Game Jay. It's Big Game Jay.
Big Game Jay.
They said Dustin.
Well,
anyway.
No, that's what the Beer to Brewer guessed, Dustin.
Yeah, because every time I see, said Dustin. He's like, oh, yeah, so I was going to call the podcast, but I kind of forgot. I should get on that. I owe you guys. And I'm like, yeah, I almost don't want to give you this beer right now.
Dang.
Nobody owes us nothing.
So,
well, let's not overlook the fact that he picked Parabola as a Desert Island beer. Let's just make sure everybody
knows.
Yes, he picked that.
He is just placating to you.
And?
Yes, there's a problem with
and,
this.
And they're... Your beef is...
No beef. So, as we didn't get a chance to mention this while we still like Kim on, but like Kim would care, we're drinking a Rough Draft, San Diego Brewer Rough Draft, weekday IPA.
Perfect.
Weekday
IPA. Could not be more on
those. Almost a school night.
Almost. Oh, does this qualify as the school night beer?
I don't think so. What's the percentage on this?
It's all scratched off. I can't say.
It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what. It's damn good.
Okay, give me a guess.
Okay.
7.2.
I say 6.9.
Okay, actually be real with your guesses. Don't just...
That's not real?
I thought that was the point of guessing.
7.4? Give me a thumbs up higher or lower. Give me the price of lower. 1%.
No,
without going over.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Mikey,
4%.
All right. Well, the brother wins because he's closer, not over. 4.8.
What?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. What? Duh. Weekday.
Well, see, now you guys are trying to hate it. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's totally lame. Just
no. I mean, I wasn't even getting that. It's a Session IPA.
I've had stronger tonic water.
It's good.
But see, you guys are mad dogging those sessionable beers, and then you had one and thought it was...
I like them.
Damn it.
I like them.
He nickelbacked us.
He nickelbacked us.
Look at this beer percentage. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Oh, that's a good song. I like that.
Who is
that?
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Like, is that nickelbacking where you like hear a song, you're like... That's a pretty good rock song. Yeah. And then the DJ comes on. That was the newest song from Nickelback.
No one could ever know about this.
You look around the car and I say, yeah. Nobody saw me.
You're still alone in the car. But it doesn't matter.
But then one day, one of your friends is like, all right, give me your guilty pleasure.
Uh-huh.
And you've had like 5 or 6 beers. You're like... I like Nickelback. Fuck it.
I'm just going to say it.
I like Nickelback.
This is happening.
I actually have those friends. They're like, I actually like Nickelback, but I don't get it.
I don't get all the hatred, man.
And I'm just like...
there has to be somebody out there. They're one of the biggest selling rock acts in the past 10 years.
Cougars.
Cougars. Cougar Fest.
I had a cough. A little frog in my throat.
I like rock and roll music.
I like rock, yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah.
All right. We're going to
wait, did we decide? Is this a school night beer?
I guess it would be.
I think the threshold was 6 point whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be below 6. Okay. Or definitely below 7. One beer away from you. So this is very good, though. This Rough Draft Weekday IPA. I enjoy it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's a San Diego...
San Diego.
Treat, the San Diego treat.
My... From
the bearded brewer came through on a trade.
No, not on a trade.
Oh. Just a present?
Yeah. No, a friend of mine has a sister. Well, Steven. He's not on Instagram. He probably doesn't listen to us, but... Oh, yeah, blah, 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 Steven's down in San Diego. And I was like, oh, he is he? And I'm like, Steven, buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, old pal, friend of mine. And he's just like, what? And I was like, you know, there's this place called like a Best Damn Beer Shop down in San Diego.
It's on the Googles. If you look on the Googles, you can
find it. It's on the Yelps, too.
If you could find me, Modern Times and Rough Draft. And I gave him a list of like 3 or 4 things while he was in the store, but he's just like, I only found these 2 things. And so he got me a 4-pack of Modern Times, the Black House.
Which you've made some people jealous on.
Yes. And then he got me 2 Rough Draft beers, one of them being the Eraser, which we've had before.
Yep.
and then this weekday. So I decided to save the weekday for the
Good job, Bearded Brew.
So, and he's mentioned that he'll be going back down there in a couple of weeks. So I'm assuming that means I need to find a couple of things for him to bring back. Possibly send him with money just to...
That might help.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to save our Bangkok drinking and looking out for the next episode. Because we had Kim on. That's what this is, we've been waiting a while to have Kim back on. So that's what this episode is all about. So I think it's just time to give some cheers out. And we'll get to all the other stuff in the next week.
Oh, next week. Can't wait.
Can't wait for next week. This week sucks.
Yeah, it's all burnt and gone now.
So cheers. Proper pour. Did you guys
English
see this?
Counterpart.
Yeah, they're from England?
No, amazing. But I would imagine if we're the perfect pour, they're the proper pour.
Yeah, the proper pour.
Oh, proper.
There's somebody out there now called the proper pour.
Yes.
Which was it Instagram account or was it Twitter?
They are
account?
Followers on Instagram.
Okay, that's where I saw it.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
Are they into like boating, props, and oars?
Yeah. Yes. Proper oar, yeah. Proper oar.
What do you prefer, props or oars?
Yes, that's what they are.
Nautical terminology.
they're a nautical podcast. they're all about paddles. Wood paddling, wood powered boats. That's what that podcast is about.
A wooden ship.
Yep. If it has a motor on it, nope. That does not get mentioned in that podcast.
Oh, do you guys remember?
It's a rowing podcast.
Never mind. Carry on.
I do remember, though.
You do?
I do remember that.
It was a John Cusack movie.
Oh, okay.
Something about... It wasn't The Endless Summer. That's a Beach Boys album.
Oh, no. Yeah. The Perfect Summer?
The Perfect Summer. I just remember they cut up some guy's Ferrari and slept it on the back of this boat. And that's how they won the regatta.
Yes.
Damn it.
Damn right they did.
80s movies.
Oh. 80s movies. John Cusack's my hero.
Yes. Cheers to BrewReviewCrew.com, which are some beer bloggers. I didn't mean to besmirch beer bloggers before.
But
I'm been blogging for like 12 years, so without any money made, so I'm kind of bitter. So there you go.
you have your reasons.
That's where that came from. But, it's like podcasting or blogging, whatever. You have to get into it because you like the format. You like what you're talking about. Because it's hard. You got to really work at it to actually parlay it into something employment-wise, if that's what you want.
Yep.
But I am a huge blogging supporter, so now I just feel stupid. Let's just edit this whole podcast and just put Kim's stuff up and then...
Yeah, leave this.
Edit my stuff out.
I thought that was the whole podcast.
And there, that's the cheers I have for this episode. Also, the Dorktown Network. Cheers to the Dorktown Network that we're a part of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so honored to be a part of.
9 years now?
that kind of
yes,
ties into
9 years of
Dorktowning.
That kind of ties into my cheers.
Yay. What's your cheers, Bearded
Brewer? So I only chose three, just because. My newest Instagram follower would actually be Golden Road, if you've heard of the brewery.
Yes.
Yeah, so that
nice.
Whatever PR person they pay decided to follow me, but I will take it.
I guarantee they're not as good as Kim's Bay Brews on the Instagrams.
Yeah. She does hold a good threshold. And then there's a fellow that I don't even care if I mentioned this before, but finally graduated up and got Instagram. And after 2 weeks of myself following him, he followed me back, which would be Dorktown Bills.
Aww.
Bar Hose Bills.
He's on... Oh, I guess he did get on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just got on to just look at people's pictures.
That's fine. I mean, I think his display photo is just a bunch of, Pliny bottles or whatever. Yep. Doesn't really interact, but I'm just like, hey, no, this is cool.
Hey, he knows you, and that he way found
I could,
you.
That way I could be like, when I see people in public, I'm like, no, 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 look, 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 we follow each other, so
yeah,
it's cool. Cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. Cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah, and he was spotted at the thing.
Yeah, that thing. Is he the one that ran
House of Pendragon?
House of Pendragon.
Yeah, I think he was. After he left, all of a sudden there was no Bannerman.
Damn it.
Bannerman thief.
Give me all the eggs and bacon you have.
Yes.
Nice.
That's another, yeah, that's something I guess we can talk about next week or something, but how House of Pendragon has no beer.
Yeah, hopefully they get beer back on.
Yeah. It's pretty key in the tap room.
Stay tuned
for more beer coming to House of Pendragon.
Mm-hmm. And then my last is an untapped. This guy's name is Rick, but his display name is That Dude.
That Dude.
It's kind of ominous. Little
That Dude. That Dude.
So yeah,
is it That Dude?
There's just 100 different ways to say it. It's stupid how open ended that name is.
That Dude. That Dude.
So those are my cheers.
All right, Nick.
Heard up. I am going for, since we're still hot on the topic, the Beer Citizen followers.
Yeah, you got some new Beer Citizen followers.
I got quite a few in the last week. I was like, nobody, you know, hopefully people use this, and I'll be damned, people use this. So we got some Dustin Rocha.
Rocha.
You found me. Evan. Co-founder of
Beer
Citizen. He follows me.
Yeah.
I feel important now.
You should.
Single tier. It just says G. Good spot.
G spot.
That's what I'm thinking. He's going with that one. Uh-huh. Sombrero 11. And Fresno native Kelly.
There you go. So you need to know. Yes, Kelly from Hoosecraft. Okay.
From Hoosecraft.
Hoosecraft.com.
She is, too, is on the Beer Citizen.
She's up there on the Citizen, being a Beer Citizen.
Being a citizen.
I'm there.
Just doing her civic duties.
The perfect poor.
Yeah, perfect
poor pot.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I took that. Well, I say perfect poor, and then in blocks Mikey.
Yes, and I followed suit.
So you did you do perfect poor, Nick?
Blocks Nick. Yes.
Nice. Good. Good. I like that.
But I made my icon blue instead of green.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, you know.
Yeah, there's totally the same. I gotcha. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job. Good social mediaing.
Social mediaing. They'll always tell the difference.
Yep. Make sure to follow at Kim's Bay Brews on social media and at Perfect Pour Pod on social medias, including the Facebook.
Talk to the Nick on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook, and you get to talk to Nick.
I'm there every day.
It's like talking to somebody. Except for Sunday. Don't try and talk to him on Sunday.
I'm in the garage.
Shuts it off.
Working on the Volkswagen.
Working on the V-dub.
Don't interrupt me.
Do not. Unless you're bringing over a beer, then you can interrupt.
Then interrupt. Please interrupt.
Go ahead and interrupt. Just slide it under the car.
Slide it in first, and then I will... Then make sure it's not a Rebel IPA.
Oh, yeah, right. Don't try to slip him a Rebel IPA.
Then access will be great.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four, episode 50. We love you, and we love beer, just like you do. Thank you for listening. Sunburns! Yeah.